I'm Sarah. I'm a star. And I'm Ear.
And we're the Three Enemigos.
Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Today, as you just saw, we're gonna go over what I call the three enemigos, or enemies. The words ser, a star, and ir. Ser and a star should be familiar by now, and ir means to go. I remember vividly when I started studying Spanish. I was living in Holland with a bunch of people from Spain. I had my little grammar book, and there were conjugations being thrown around left and right. Present tense, two past tenses, future tense. But things weren't making sense to me. In fact, on the day in question, I was pretty much beside myself with confusion. Luckily, I had already met Manuel from Spain. Over the last 13 years, there have been countless people instrumental in my Spanish learning, but none more than Manuel. And this was the day it all started. I charged up to Manuel's room. Manuel, can you do me a favor, please? He smiled. Calmly, he saw that I was frustrated and very uppity. Sure. Can you please conjugate ser, a star, and ir on one piece of paper so I can see it all in one place in the present tense, the two past tenses, and the future tense? Still with a smile, he probably thought I was just being overly emotional. He said sure, not really understanding why or the significance of my problem. I thanked him and left him to his task. I don't remember if it was 15 minutes later or 2 hours, but shortly after I left him, Manuel found me, paper in hand, but with a completely different smile on that cute little face of his. He laughed and said, "Now I see why you wanted me to do this.
This is crazy."
Indeed it was. The three enemigos were born. 13 years later, I still don't understand why I have never, in my life, seen these three words taught together. Usually, ser and a star aren't even introduced together, which I consider a sin, but I have literally seen these three words presented together zero times, until now. Now, the true horror of these words doesn't present itself until later. Today, we're just gonna focus on the present tense. Things start to get really confusing in the past tense. But it's still valuable to see these three words together because there are definitely some patterns. Let's just get to it. First is a star. Remember, that means to be. To conjugate a verb, we take the er, ar, or ir at the end, leaving us with the root of the word. If that doesn't make sense, you need to watch the video called The Infinitive and Conjugation. This is what a star looks like when it's conjugated in the present tense. Estoy, estás, está, estamos, estáis, están. Since a star means to be, I am with a star is yo estoy. You are is tú estás. He is él está. We are is nosotros estamos. You both are is vosotros estáis. And they are is ellos están. If you aren't familiar with yo, tú, él, nosotros, etc., you need to watch the video called Personal Pronouns. Next, let's go over ir, then we'll end with ser, cause it's crazy. Ir means to go. That's a very important word. Obviously, we do a lot of going in life. I'm going to the store. I'm going to work. But we also use that word in other ways. I'm going to eat. I'm going to be in school. We use to go a lot. Ir is just a crazy word in the present because if you take off the IR, you're left with nothing. So for ir specifically, just use the letter V for the root. So ir is conjugated this way. This is just something you have to memorize. Voy, vas, va, vamos, vais, van. So I go is yo voy. You go is tú vas. She goes is ella va. We go is nosotros vamos. You both go is vosotros vais. And they go is ellas van. That's two girls because I said ellas. Recognize vamos? You might hear that or the closely related vámonos a lot in music, songs, commercials, etc. It means we go, but in practice it means more let's go. Okay, let's take a look at ir and a star together. Look, They follow the same pattern exactly without any exception once you've got the root for ear of just V. So take off the EST from all of these conjugations and the V from all of these conjugations and you're left with all the same endings. So once you know how to conjugate a star, you can conjugate ear perfectly. Not so bad, right? Well, ser is a little trickier because the root isn't constant. With ser, if you take off the ER, you're just left with S, which we'll use in some cases, but not in others. It kind of sucks, but I promise if you just memorize this and start using it, it'll become second nature real quickly. Here's the conjugation for ser. Soy, eres, es, somos, sois, and son. So I am is yo soy. You are is tu eres. She is ella es. We are is nosotros somos. You both are is vosotros sois. Then they are is ellos son. Notice we use the S everywhere except the singular second person and the singular third person. It gets a little confusing because the word ser starts with S but is then conjugated as tu eres, which at the beginning looked like tu estás to me, which is how you conjugate a star. See why I present these together? Ear and a star conjugate exactly the same. That's nice to see. Ser and a star look different in the infinitive, but sometimes quite similar once conjugated. It can be confusing. Making things worse, remember, both ser and a star mean to be. So these conjugations both mean the same thing in English. You just have to choose which to use based on the situation. If you aren't familiar with that, go back and watch the video called Ser versus a Star. Okay, don't get too wrapped up on the significance of all this stuff. For now, just focus on memorizing these conjugations. To make it easier, I supply you with these blank conjugation charts. If you don't know how to use this, make sure you watch the video called The Conjugation Strategy. Now, calling these three words the three enemigos is fun, funny, and accurate, but not completely so. The truth is, a star and ear specifically are also kind of Spanish angels. That's why I've chosen to teach them to you right now. They'll help us avoid a lot of conjugation at the beginning, but still allow us to speak correctly in the past, present, and future. It's actually quite beautiful. I wish they taught this to me in high school, or ever. But you can gain from my pain, and in future videos, using the conjugations you learned in this video, I'm gonna teach you a few tricks that are gonna blow your mind. If you're not on the Gringo Español newsletter, I'm telling you right now, you can't count on seeing these videos on your newsfeed every time. The only way to make sure 100% that you don't miss out on the upcoming tricks and all future videos is to get the newsletter. The link is below this video, or go directly to gringoespanol.com. Hasta luego.